Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And the website, vital, craigjamesfinancial.com. Info and pre-registering to get in on all of the great webinars and events. So, folks, craigjamesfinancial.com. Tax season, any questions? Now's the time. Remember, Monday is deadline day. So, please keep that in mind. 631-393-2888. Call during the business hours and see if you can get yourself in there to the great Craig James over in Melville. Dow yesterday went under 11 points. It was kind of floating around, up, down, and then finally it ended below. Still a number that is to be reckoned with, 38,900 and change, and futures down almost 50 right now. So we'll certainly see if we can get a handle on things as we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Jay. Excellent introduction, as always. Yeah, I do want to, the first thing you brought up, I think, is really what I would like to talk about today. We're within 48 hours that someone's going to do something for last year, meaning an IRA or something, and they call my office. We're within the, even though you have until the 15th just to get an account open and everything else, we're on a deadline here, and it's because the institutions we work with, Bank of New York, Charles Schwab, Fidelity, they basically have deadlines when you go open up an IRA. So I'd like to just take some time today. If you notice, Jay, and just to talk about this and the economy, okay, yeah, we have the consumer price index on Wednesday, and we have the producer price index on Thursday. They'll give us some idea on inflation. I think everybody's looking at that. But let's put that aside because, you know what, that's about them. Let's make it about your clients. Let's make it about your listeners, all right? They're very, very important. There's a lot of pain points here to investing. And what really highlights this, Jay, what really, really highlights this is the fact that the New York State budget's not passed yet, and they still haven't finished all the budget for the federal government either. And a lot of these things, if you notice, Jay, they're done at the last minute. And they say, you know, let's just get this as a rule, and then we'll figure it out later. Maybe we'll make it that nobody's doing this with the individual, the taxpayer, in mind. We have a system, Jay, where they automatically deduct taxes from your paycheck. Does that happen to you, Jay?
Of course. I think, yeah.
Right. That was set up, you know, that was set up around 1939. From 1913 to 1939, people wrote checks to the IRS. And right. That's it. They got their full pay and they wrote checks to the IRS. World War II hits. They said, hey, let's take it out of their paycheck at first. Now, we don't realize we're paying taxes. We complain about it, but we don't realize it. We need to go back to giving people their full salary and let them write checks. And then I think these budget negotiations, when you have a bill with all the spending and nobody knows what's in it, hey, I'm writing a check to you guys every 3 months. You know, let's figure this out. You're using my money to do that. You want to support these countries and things like that? Sure. You're using my money to do that. I'm writing the next check in the next 3 months, right? So put that aside. A lot of these rules were not written, Jay, for the individual in mind. And generally their argument is, well, let's get it in the bill and then we'll make it easier for the consumer after the bill gets into law. But then once that happens, they get voted out. They have different priorities. And so you're dealing with, you know, IRA regulations. Can I contribute, Jay, to an IRA and a 401k? Can I contribute to a Roth IRA? What are the rules there? These are built. Nothing was written here for the consumers. How do I file for taxes? Can I get a deduction on putting new tires on my car? You know, maybe in certain instances, these are things, these are rules that were not written with the consumer in mind. They were written for legislators and basically to get a budget passed. They're cutting a little bit here, they're cutting a little bit there. You're going to end up paying more here, and they're going to hit the consumer basically because they're the end result of the government. We fund the government and the government works for us, but it seems to be the other way around. So What? So we have all these pain points, Jay, to saving. We have these pain points to taxes. And then you have some people that people just don't trust people in our industry, you know? They don't trust people in the insurance industry. They don't trust people in the car sales industry. They don't trust people in the financial planning industry. So we took away some of those pain points. You know, for the first one, you know, when do I file? How can I file? Can I contribute? We have a CPA in our office. Her name is Megan Muccio. And if I have any questions, she's very busy right now, obviously, very tough time, but I could still knock on her door and ask her a question. So I love that. That's great to have. We've taken one of the pain points that people have told us that made their problems to savings. The second thing, and taxes, can I get into trouble? People think they're getting handcuffed. They don't do it. You know, taxes done right. Can I get into trouble? You just need somebody to represent you. We could certainly work that out. The other pain point to it, do we trust the guy? You know, it's silly to have to do this, Jay. We got a certified financial fiduciary. We went and got the certification for that. I thought they always put the client's interest first, but you know what? They came out with a certification for that, so we did that. We took that pain point away. Clients always have to come first. It says that. We say that on the day first. What should I invest in? Well, that's the least of the problems, Jay. That's the least of the problems. What should I invest in? Because that's easy. We could figure out that there's a million different choices. The world is your oyster. You could take gold. You could take silver. You could buy stocks. You could buy bonds. You could buy CDs. We have all that. It's not a problem. So we've taken that pain point away. But the way the system is set up, Jay, as you could tell just from New York State, they still have a budget. They even took a break to go look at the sun yesterday. And you look at it and say, geez, this is what they're talking about.
Yeah, can you believe that?
There's billions of dollars, and both the federal government and the state. There's billions of dollars at stake. This is the checks that we're writing to the IRS. And the system is complex. The consumer doesn't understand it, which is why they need to call Craig James Financial Services. Go to our website. You're getting your listeners. They're using the Calendly link. It's amazing. They go to CraigJamesFinancial.com and say, we'd like to speak with Craig for 10 minutes. Not a problem. We can set you up. The Calendly has my schedule. It's already automatic. And you get on there. We can talk about any topic you want. You always get a complimentary consultation. We don't ask you for a credit card when you call. That's crazy, isn't it, Jay? So feel free to do that. We took the pain points away. We're going to make it as easy as possible. But go ahead, Jay. I just want to let you know, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. This is it. We're down to the wire. If you want to contribute for last year, we've taken all the pain points away. Give our office a call. Reach out to us on the web.
Yeah, no, it's crunch time. And when it's crunch time, you make the call. It's very simple, folks. 393-2888. And Megan Mucho is one of the best in the business. She and the crew there will help you and get you through this. Still some time to contribute. Roth IRA, Mr. Craig Ferrantino talks about this all of the time. Get it done. Yeah, Eclipse Day up in Albany. We'll take a day. We'll take Ramadan tomorrow. Movie day on Friday. I mean, you know, listen. Today I understand they're taking a two-hour recess to watch the Joker's trailer, the new movie. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. Unbelievable.
Can't make this up.
$233 billion budget.
And we're writing checks. That's the thing. If we cheat the system where they didn't take the money out of your paycheck and you had to write a check to the government, you'd have a lot more questions. You move election day to April 15th. See what happens.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just getting very frustrated here.
It's Albany, baby.
It's a billionaire.
It's Albany. Even years, elections. Let's just say, listen, whatever they want to do. You know, don't prosecute anybody. Let's let murderers back out on the street. You know, we're living.
Prosecute certain people, but not others, right?
We're living large. We're living large here in New York. Don't you love it? Don't you love the leadership? Carl Hastie, what a job he does as the leader. What a job.
Well, I'm not going to comment there, but you know, I think that if you know, we have to get the consumer. The individual, the working people, have to take this country back.
Congestion pricing. Oh, my
yeah.
Goodness. See what you started?
Everybody,
yeah.
They did a survey. Everybody wants congestion pricing. Do you see that? 90% of people say, yeah, charge me $20 to go into Midtown. I got to go tomorrow. You charge me $20 to go into Midtown. No big deal. No, nobody did a survey. They're not doing what people want. This is ridiculous.
No. John Lieber is an absolute joke. He is. I'm sorry. He doesn't care, but he doesn't care about the people. He doesn't care about, especially he doesn't care about Long Islanders. I know that. Listen, always great having you. Great report this morning. I love the angle you took. Love the angle.
Yeah. Can't get it done. It's and they expect you to get it done, but they can't get it's not written in the language that people can understand. People need to take the country back. That's why we're here at Craig James Financial Services. We're going to break it all down for you and make it very easy.
And you do it better than anyone else. CraigJamesFinancial.com, 631-393-2888. And then we look forward to talking with you on a Wednesday morning, my friend.
Okay, Jay. Thank you. Have a great day.